94.5 Virgin Radio.
It's Halloween today. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
But have you really thought and put some effort into the learnings of the origins of Halloween? How long the prevalent ideas, the supernatural beings.
Easy for you to say.
I know, it's a lot, man. I'm scared, okay? I'm scared because we have our resident psychic medium in the house with us this morning.
We do.
Our haunted Halloween studio.
We're obsessed with her. You can find her online.
You can.
Readingsbypatricia.com.
Psychic medium Patricia is in the studio with us. She is a metaphysical practitioner, tarot reader, clairvoyant, and spiritualist medium.
She's here to teach us the real truth about Halloween. Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning. Happy Halloween. Happy Diwali.
Happy Halloween. Happy Diwali. Mm. We were just talking about that and the significance of having Diwali and Halloween so close together. And what's the meaning?
Did you know, Patricia, they're considering a new holiday called Diwaloween?
I know. That's the memes that are going around, and I'm just rolling my eyes at them. But yes, Halloween, Diwali is so close this year. Patricia, our psychic medium, you've been on with us many years in a row. It's tradition. And we've already lit the white candles for you to, you know, bring in the white light, the white energy, because that's so important.
Love the atmosphere.
And you wanted to first talk to us about the thinning of the veil on Halloween.
Okay. Because it's autumn and it's the end of the it's like the end of summer. So, you know, trees are shedding leaves. It's gloomy outside. It's very spooky at night. It's misty and very mystical. So this is the time that spirits have a better access to us. Mm. So it's like the meeting of the unseen world with the seen world, physical, non-physical.
Okay.
So the veil is between us and the other side.
It's a barrier. It's a boundary. It's a gateway, portal, whatever you want to call it. Entrance to, exit from, you know, all these things.
When the veil is thin, do we feel it? Do we know it? Because it seems as though on Halloween, I'm very distracted, straight up. Mm-hmm. Costumes, trick-or-treating, candy, parties. And the veil is thinning. What should we know? What should we feel, or do we feel?
All of it.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, all okay. of it. Okay. Bring it in, because okay. it's a celebration
okay.
of spirit energy. And we want to keep it light and positive.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a big point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially for the kids, because right. there's enough night terrors and fear
yes.
and trauma out there. We want to make it fun and soothing and enriching and empowering. So
when you say the veil is thin, mm-hmm. and then you talk about the light versus the dark, how do you decipher between the two? Is it obvious? Like, can you feel like, or, and then you're like, ah, like, is it a feeling, the light versus the dark, when you are yeah. open to things, when you're inviting things, when you're, I don't know, just being open to it?
Yeah, think of energy, frequency, and vibration, those three ingredients. It explains the dimension.
That's right. Energy,
frequency,
vibration.
That's right.
Energy, frequency, vibration. Those are the three things.
Those are the three okay. things. And with the veil, it's just a dimension. That's
okay.
what it is. It's just a measurement. So it is definitely thinner now, because I'm getting a lot of people, clients, etc., that are telling me, you know, my grandmother's coming through my dream state.
Oh, okay.
I'm seeing feathers. My father just passed away, and I'm seeing coins, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. Loonies, toonies, nickels, dimes, etc. And they can't explain it, but it is easy to explain, because there's better access into that world now.
So is that something you should be looking for? Like, things that are like That never happens, but
well,
it's
numbers,
happening.
You know, 444, 1111, 333, 222, songs on the radio that kind of bring you back to, you know, a time when you shared with a loved one or somebody special.
94.5.
94.5.
Numbers. Psychic medium Patricia is with us right now. Today is Halloween. It's part of our tradition. Readings by Patricia.com. You had mentioned earlier the importance of keeping things light, the importance of positive energy. How do we make sure that that is what's happening today when the veil is thin? Are there little things we can do to keep it that way?
Well, just talk to your kids and communicate as much as possible about the dangers out there, you know, so that it's like a precursor or preemptive way of protecting them.
Okay.
So, you know, watch out for this. If somebody, I know I was watching something on television about all the scary houses that kids are going to be visiting.
Oh, yes.
And some of them are pretty over the top.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You know, like body bags and skeletons bearing body bags and empty coffins and things like that. Just keep it light and fun.
Okay.
And, you know, just try to be as positive as possible.
Okay. Well, there's going to be lots of candles lit today. I know that because a lot of people are also celebrating Diwali today.
Mm-hmm.
And lighting those candles is a bright light.
Yeah.
You always say that lighting candles is a very clear indication of inviting the white light.
Exactly.
The good light.
The flame actually activates the pineal gland or pineal gland that's right here in the middle of the forehead.
Mm.
And what it does is it's again a portal. It's an entry into communication with the higher realms.
Cool.
So light realms. So that's what we want to do. We want to keep it positive as opposed to fooling around with Ouija boards where we don't know what we're doing.
Mm.
I know, Neera, you're looking at me.
Well, listen, kids will be kids, okay?
Yeah.
We wanted to, will you hang out for a little bit?
Sure.
Because we'd like to know how to actually contact someone on the other side.
Okay. Yes. And safely.
Safely. And that, I think we would talk about Ouija boards.
Yeah, and we would. Because, like I said, kids are going to be kids, but they need to know the rules. And this is very important. I hope parents are going to talk to their kids about this too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So readingsbypatricia.com is her website. She's going to hang out and we'll find out how exactly to safely contact the other side, next.
Holly and Neera.
You're waking up with regular morning zombies. Holly and Neera. Virgin Radio.
Happy Halloween. The veil is thin. Psychic medium Patricia in the studio with us. Readings by Patricia.com. And now it's time to talk about the other side.
We need to know, because Patricia, the veil is thin, which means today is it the easiest day of the year to contact the other side?
It's one of them. I would say that probably all in all, yeah, tomorrow is All Souls Day.
Oh, yes.
And so it might, between today and tomorrow, I would say, but for sure today has a lot of potency.
That's why they usually, it's tonight.
Tonight,
Tonight. You know, you remember, it's always on Halloween night.
Sure.
Where we would be kids who would be kids, and we went and found haunted houses or abandoned homes.
Don't say it.
Cemeteries.
Uh-oh.
Creepy locations.
Ouija boards.
Exactly.
Coming,
and we would take. We would find locations, like even creepy classrooms at BCIT, SFU, the abandoned locations, and find places to play with the Ouija board.
We used to go into the change rooms in my elementary school, and we'd turn all the lights off.
Yes.
And we just stare into the mirror and just like, oh my God. I mean, it was the scariest.
So there, we want to be like legit. We know parents, you know too, your kids are probably going to either be around it or someone's going to try it. But there are lots of do's and don'ts when it comes to a Ouija board. Can you give us some of the do's and the don'ts, Patricia? Because we know some kids are going to be trying that tonight.
Well, you know, the problem is it's such a popular board game.
Yes.
Mattel has made millions. And of course, movies have promoted it. But I would say that I would like to see them stay away from it.
Yes.
I really would. I don't think it's safe for kids to be playing the Ouija board, period.
Mm-hmm. 1,000%. It is not. I will tell you from experience, and I've done it. Do not do it. It's not good.
Yeah.
It's too scary.
It's not good. And I think things attach to you.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you a quick story. I know it's, you know, it's airtime and that, but my daughter, my middle daughter, was playing the Ouija board with another classmate at school, and they were laughing. And she had her hand on the planchette, and the other girl said, "Is Chelsea's mother a fake medium or real?" And the planchette went to real, and then it spelled, "But why does she hate us?"
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
What? Just saying that gives me the creeps, you know, like the hackles on the back of my neck.
So obviously it was not a kind spirit that was coming through the board.
No, but also somebody that was aware of the connection with my daughter and me.
Ah.
Because they know that I'm telling everybody to stay away.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah. It's quite free. I mean, if you read about it or if you watch the movies, obviously you get an idea about it. But there are some of the rules, like you never, ever, ever should play it alone, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
Never, never alone.
Never play it alone.
Yeah. No.
Well, you need two in order to move the planchette, apparently. You need two. And it originally was a yes or no. And now they're spelling things out.
Yeah.
The problem is with young kids is because of scary movies and creepy shows that they engage in, a lot of them say, "When am I going to die?"
Oh, gosh.
And that's the part that, you know. But remember, The Exorcist was based on a true story of a 13-year-old Italian boy who was playing the Ouija board.
And so is that movie Veronica.
Veronica's another one.
Yeah.
And there are many more.
That one is based on a true story of a young girl. And oh, my gosh, that will teach you to never, ever touch a Ouija board.
Yeah.
So, Patricia, the Ouija board is real.
I've heard of evidence and seen it myself, where there's some force that comes over you that does suggest to me that it is real energy.
Well,
it's all energy. Mm-hmm, energy, frequency, vibration. Yeah.
Okay, so the Ouija board tonight, not a good idea.
No,
not
God, no.
A good way to connect with the other side while this veil is so thin and the portal is open.
Oh,
can
God,
you
no.
tell us, Patricia, readingsbypatricia.com, by the way, you can go check out her website. Can you tell us the safe way to connect with the other side?
I've always promoted prayer and meditation, you know, or being in a sacred place like a temple, a church, you know, a spiritualist circle where you've got an experienced medium that is facilitating the circle and calling on the light realms, the 23rd dimension to come in and to help or to impart a message for a loved one that's missing somebody that was important to them. But just willy-nilly to go in with the thought that, oh, I can do it. It doesn't happen that way. You need, you know, a focus, a candle, a quiet space, and prayer.
And prayer.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much, psychic medium Patricia. If you want to get more information about Patricia, readingsbypatricia.com.
Thank you, Patricia. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween and happy Diwali.
Holly and Neera.